All right, so get this. You're heading on a company retreat, and they're keeping the location a secret. All you know is you're going to some charming Swedish farmstead.
So fun.
That's what we're diving into today to give you a sneak peek at your mystery destination, Kuppars.
Ooh, very cool.
Imagine a beautifully renovated Helsingegård.
Helsingør.
Now, if you're like me, you're probably wondering, what in the world is a Helsingegård?
Yeah, what is that?
Well, it's a traditional Swedish farmhouse known for its unique architecture and connection to nature. These farmhouses are nestled in stunning landscapes, perfect for escaping the hustle and bustle.
That's awesome.
And yours is located in Järvsö, a picturesque village in the heart of Sweden.
Wow, what's fascinating here is the element of surprise.
Yeah.
A mystery trip builds anticipation and a sense of adventure,
Yeah.
which can make you more open to new experiences and ideas. It's like they're setting the stage for a fresh perspective.
And speaking of setting the stage, Kuppars itself isn't just one building. It's a collection of these charmingly named cottages,
Yeah.
like Lengen, Biggarstugan, and Fasters,
Oh, yeah.
each with a unique vibe and different rooming options.
I see.
So whether you're flying solo or bunking with your team, there's a cozy spot for you.
Having that variety is smart. It
Yeah.
caters to different personality types and preferences.
Yeah.
Some people might crave a bit more privacy and solitude,
Right.
while others might thrive in a more communal setting. This way, everyone can feel comfortable and get the most out of the experience.
Now, this retreat isn't just about relaxing in a charming Swedish farmstead, though.
Okay.
There's a deeper purpose here.
Oh.
We're talking about improving communication, building trust, and getting everyone on the same page, all things that can be tricky to tackle back in the office.
It sounds like they're trying to create a space that's intentionally removed from the distractions and hierarchies of the workplace.
Yep.
A change of scenery combined with a structured program can really shift people's mindsets and open them up to new ways of working together.
Let's dive into the 3-day agenda then. Day one is all about arrival and getting to know each other.
Okay.
You'll have time to settle into your cottage, have a welcome meeting where they introduce this walk and talk concept that underpins the whole retreat, and then jump into some icebreaker activities.
Right.
Think of it as breaking down those walls before the real work begins,
Right.
all capped off with a delicious communal dinner to foster a sense of camaraderie.
I'm curious about this walk and talk idea.
Yeah.
It's not your typical trustful team building exercise, is it?
Not at all. This is where things get interesting. On day two, instead of being stuck in a stuffy conference room, you'll be exploring the beautiful natural surroundings of Järvsö while having structured conversations.
Oh.
Each stage of the walk focuses on a different theme: communication, responsibility and trust, goals and visions, and finally, teamwork.
Bringing nature into the equation is a brilliant move. There's something about being in nature that reduces stress and makes people more open to connecting with each other. It also levels the playing field. Everyone's on equal footing when they're walking side by side on a trail.
Exactly. And the structure they've created around these walks is really clever. At each stop, you'll delve into specific discussion points designed to spark meaningful conversations and uncover any hidden roadblocks that might be holding the team back.
Okay.
Then each group gets to present their insights to the others, turning those individual conversations into collective learning.
Ah, so it's not just about venting or complaining.
Oh.
It's about working together to find solutions. That presentation element is key.
Yeah.
It fosters a sense of ownership and encourages active listening. People are more likely to pay attention and internalize the information when they know they'll be sharing it with others.
Right. It's collaborative problem solving at its best. And of course, no Swedish retreat would be complete without a little relaxation. After all that walking and talking, you'll get to unwind in a traditional sauna and enjoy another communal dinner.
That downtime is so important. It gives people a chance to process everything they've discussed, recharge their batteries, and build those personal connections that are crucial for a strong team dynamic.
So you've arrived, you've connected, you've had some deep conversations about the team's strengths and weaknesses. What happens on day three?
This is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more. Day three is all about turning those insightful conversations into concrete action plans. It's workshop time.
Workshop
The
time.
whole day is dedicated to working in groups, taking all those ideas from the walk and talk sessions, and figuring out how to put them into practice.
This is a crucial step that a lot of retreats miss.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of brainstorming and sharing ideas.
Yeah.
But without a plan for implementation, those ideas often fizzle out when everyone returns to the daily grind.
So it's like having a personal trainer for your team's communication and collaboration skills. You've done the workout, now it's time to build those muscles.
Exactly. And to solidify those plans, each group gets to present their action items, sharing their commitments with everyone. It's a way of holding each other accountable and ensuring that the momentum from the retreat carries forward.
It sounds like they've really thought through every detail to make sure this retreat has a lasting impact. But what about the bigger picture? Let's talk about the psychology behind why this kind of retreat structure works.
What's fascinating is that this retreat taps into some fundamental principles of human psychology. For example, the walk and talk approach isn't just about getting some fresh air.
Right.
It's about creating an environment where people feel more comfortable opening up and sharing their ideas.
Okay, I'm all ears. Explain this to me.
Well, think about it. When you're walking side by side with someone, you're not facing them directly.
Cool.
This can reduce feelings of confrontation and make it easier to have those sometimes difficult conversations about things like communication breakdowns or misaligned goals.
Like taking the pressure off a bit, making it feel more like a casual chat than an interrogation.
Exactly. And the act of walking itself can be quite therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
It releases endorphins, reduces stress, and can even help people think more creatively.
That makes so much sense. It's like those aha moments that hit you when you're out for a run or taking a walk. Your mind is free to wander and make new connections.
Precisely. And let's not forget the power of nature itself.
Hmm.
Studies have shown that being in nature can reduce stress, improve focus, and even boost creativity.
Right.
So by incorporating those walks into the retreat, they're not just facilitating conversations, they're actually priming the participants for more productive and insightful thinking.
It's amazing how all these elements work together to create a more conducive environment for team building. But what about those who might not be as comfortable with this approach? Let's say you have someone on the team who's quite introverted. Would they feel pressured to participate?
That's a great question. And it highlights the importance of creating a retreat experience that feels inclusive and adaptable to different personalities. While the walk and talk concept might be ideal for some, others might need a different approach.
So how do you cater to those different needs without derailing the whole structure of the retreat?
It's all about communication and flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
The organizers could offer alternative ways for people to participate, such as providing quiet spaces for reflection or allowing for smaller group discussions. The key is to create a sense of psychological safety where everyone feels comfortable contributing in their own way.
That's a really important point, acknowledging that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to team building. And it brings up another question I had about the action plans that are developed on day three.
Yeah.
How do you make sure those plans don't just gather dust on a shelf once everyone's back in the office?
That's where the importance of leadership and follow-through comes in. It's not enough to simply have teams create action plans.
Right.
Leaders need to create a culture that supports those plans and provides the resources necessary to put them into action.
So it's about holding each other accountable and making sure those ideas translate into real change.
Exactly. And it's also about recognizing and celebrating those successes along the way. When people see that their efforts are making a difference, they're more likely to stay engaged and committed to the process of continuous improvement.
It's like giving that personal trainer we talked about earlier a raise. You're rewarding those positive behaviors and reinforcing the importance of investing in team development.
Precisely. Now, if we were to take a step back and think about what makes this retreat so effective, it's not just the individual elements, it's the way they're woven together to create a holistic experience.
Okay, unpack that for me. What do you mean by holistic?
They've created an environment that addresses not just the practical aspects of teamwork, but also the emotional and psychological needs of the individuals involved. Think about it. You have the combination of stunning natural surroundings, physical activity, structured discussions, opportunities for both individual reflection and group collaboration, and of course, delicious food and social time to bond with colleagues.
It's like they've created a recipe for success by combining all the right ingredients.
Yeah.
You've got your physical nourishment, your mental stimulation, your emotional connection. It's a feast for the whole team.
Exactly. And that's what makes this retreat so much more than just a fun getaway. It's an opportunity for personal and professional growth, a chance to build deeper connections with colleagues, and a springboard for creating a more effective and fulfilling work environment.
I'm starting to wish I was going on this retreat, but even if we can't all hop on a plane to Sweden, what are some key takeaways that our listener can apply to their own team, whether they're planning a full-blown retreat or just looking for ways to improve their day-to-day interactions?
One of the biggest takeaways is the importance of intentionality. This retreat doesn't leave anything to chance. Every activity, every discussion point is carefully designed to achieve specific outcomes.
Right.
So if you're thinking about team building, start by asking yourself, what are your goals? What are the challenges you're facing? And what kind of experience will best address those needs?
It's like having a roadmap for your team's development. You wouldn't set off on a journey without knowing where you're going, and the same principle applies here.
Exactly. And don't underestimate the power of environment. This retreat takes people out of their usual context and immerses them in nature, creating a sense of space and freedom that could be incredibly conducive to creative thinking and open communication. You might not have access to a charming Swedish farmstead, but even small changes, like taking your team meeting outside or finding a more inspiring space for brainstorming sessions, can make a big difference.
It's like hitting the refresh button on your team's dynamic by simply changing the scenery. And speaking of refreshing, another takeaway is the importance of incorporating activities that promote well-being and stress reduction.
Absolutely. We saw how this retreat integrates saunas, communal meals, and time for relaxation into the schedule.
Yeah.
These elements aren't just about having fun. They're about giving people the space to recharge their batteries and process all the information and emotions that come up during these kinds of intensive team building experiences.
It's like recognizing that you can't pour from an empty cup. You need to take care of your team's well-being if you want them to perform at their best.
And finally, remember that effective team building is an ongoing process.
Right.
It's not something you do once a year at a retreat and then forget about.
Right.
It requires continuous effort, open communication, and a willingness to adapt and evolve as your team grows and changes.
So it's like tending a garden. You plant the seeds, you nurture them, but you also need to be prepared to prune and adjust along the way to make sure everything is thriving.
Precisely. Now, while this retreat offers a fantastic model for team development, there's a whole world of innovative approaches out there. Let's shift gears and explore some real-world examples of how different organizations are taking team building to the next level.
I'm ready for more inspiration. Let's dive into those case studies and see what we can learn. So we've seen how this Kopars retreat combines nature, structured conversations, and a focus on well-being to create a truly transformative experience. But what about other companies? What are some of the innovative ways they're approaching team retreats?
It's exciting to see how companies are tailoring retreats to fit their own unique cultures and goals.
Yeah.
One trend I've noticed is a move towards more immersive experiences.
Okay.
Think beyond the typical hotel conference room.
Okay, paint me a picture. What does an immersive team retreat look like?
Imagine brainstorming sessions in a treehouse.
Whoa!
Team building challenges on a ropes course.
Wow.
Or even a wilderness expedition where you have to rely on each other to navigate the terrain.
Wow, those sound incredible. It's like taking team building to a whole new level.
Right.
But what's the thinking behind this shift towards immersive experiences?
It's about breaking people out of their comfort zones and creating a shared sense of adventure.
Yeah.
When you're facing challenges together in an unfamiliar environment, you have to rely on each other in a way that you might not back in the office.
Right.
It fosters a sense of vulnerability and trust that can be incredibly powerful for team dynamics.
It makes sense. It's like those shared experiences create a bond that goes beyond just working together.
Exactly.
You've been through something memorable, something that pushed you outside your comfort zone, and that creates a lasting connection.
Exactly. And it's not just about physical challenges either. Companies are also getting creative with themed retreats that tap into shared interests or hobbies.
Okay.
For example, you might have a cooking retreat where teams work together to create a gourmet meal, or an art retreat where they collaborate on a mural or sculpture.
That's a really cool idea. It allows people to tap into their passions and express themselves in new ways, all while strengthening their bonds with colleagues.
Another trend I've noticed is the integration of mindfulness and well-being practices into retreats.
So things like yoga or meditation.
Exactly. But it can also be as simple as incorporating nature walks into the schedule or encouraging moments of silence and reflection throughout the day. These practices help participants to de-stress, reconnect with themselves, and cultivate a more present and focused mindset.
That makes so much sense. We've talked about the importance of downtime and well-being, and it sounds like companies are really starting to prioritize those elements in their team retreats.
Yeah.
It's not just about working harder, it's about working smarter, and that includes taking care of yourself.
Precisely. And finally, there's a growing movement towards incorporating social impact initiatives into retreats.
Okay, tell me more about that. What does that look like in practice?
Companies are organizing volunteer projects where teams can work together to make a difference in the local community. It could be anything from building houses to planting trees to cleaning up a park.
That's a fantastic way to build team cohesion while also giving back to the community. It creates a shared sense of purpose that extends beyond just the company's bottom line.
Exactly. And it taps into the growing desire among employees, especially younger generations, to work for companies that align with their values and are making a positive impact on the world.
It sounds like companies are really starting to think outside the box when it comes to team retreats, moving beyond those traditional trust falls and icebreakers to create experiences that are both meaningful and memorable.
And the key takeaway here is that there's no one-size-fits-all approach. The most effective team retreats are those that are tailored to the specific needs and goals of the team.
So if you're listening to this and thinking, okay, I need to plan a retreat for my team, where do you start?
The first step is to define your objectives. What are you hoping to achieve?
Right.
Are you looking to improve communication, boost morale, foster collaboration, or all of the above?
Yeah.
Once you have a clear understanding of your goals, you can start to brainstorm the type of experience that will best support those objectives.
It's like we talked about before, having a roadmap for your team's development. And don't be afraid to get creative. We've seen some amazing examples of companies pushing the boundaries of what a team retreat can be.
Absolutely. And remember, the retreat itself is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The real work happens afterward when you put those plans into action and create a culture that supports ongoing growth and development.
This has been such a fascinating deep dive into the world of team retreats. We've covered everything from the traditional Swedish charm of copars to the cutting-edge approaches we're seeing across industries.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
And what's clear is that retreats can be incredibly powerful tools for strengthening teams and creating positive change. Whether you're planning a grand adventure or a simple gathering, the most important ingredient is intentionality. When you approach retreats with a clear purpose and a focus on fostering connection and growth, you set the stage for a truly transformative experience.
Beautifully said.
And with that, we wrap up our deep dive into the world of team retreats. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and inspiration to create your own impactful experiences. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep learning.